Here are Delaware's top stories for Thursday, November 18th.
Both taxpayers and General Motors can do a little celebrating today as the automaker returns to trading on the stock market this morning. Associated Press correspondent Mark Hamrick joins us live. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Very well. Why is this so significant?
Well, it was significant that the government was involved in something that it was never involved in before, and that is owning a majority stake in an automaker, not to mention the nation's largest, and repercussions of that were felt everywhere from Washington to obviously Detroit and the other facilities owned by GM throughout the country. So this initial public offering, which takes place, you'd had a well-timed live shot here this morning because just about 2 hours from now, the shares begin trading on the New York Stock Exchange. They were priced at $33 a share. We can expect it to probably rise a little bit in early trading. And the government's control of GM ends with that and goes from about a 60% stake in GM down to about half of that. And so it's a big day for everybody.
Mark, is there an early buzz about whether or not that $33 a share is a good deal?
Well, there is the question of when you buy a stock, and there's a question of when you sell it. And you can imagine that all of the best minds qualified the description in the investment banking world as well as the political world, i.e. the Treasury Department, have worked very hard to try to give this a successful option here this morning. And so the last thing they want to do is bring a stock to market that doesn't trade well. So it's fortunate for everybody concerned that, for example, the stock futures are pointing to at least a firm or up market this morning. And over time, I think the general expectation is that having shed so much debt, so many of the encumbrances that it couldn't get rid of before, that GM is poised to become a healthier company. But it obviously has some challenges as well. But, for example, this week at the LA Auto Show, Motor Trend's car of the year is the GM Volt, the electric car that's slated to come to the market before long. So I think there is a fair amount of good buzz surrounding it.
Could the apparent success of GM in the wake of the federal bailout prompt any bailouts of other industries in the future as a way to reinvigorate the manufacturing base in this country?
Well, I suppose you could never say never, but I think the aggressive nature with which the administration is pursuing the exit from this ownership about a year and a half after the time the GM went into bankruptcy suggests that knowing that it was not the most politically popular thing to do, that's not an option that it wants to enter into lightly or easily anytime soon.
Understood. Mark Hamrick, Associated Press, joining us live here this morning, Delaware's Morning News. Mark, thanks. We appreciate it.